Blog Talk Radio.
Benefit of the doubt. My bad for giving it too often. Gotta be hard to learn not to soften. Don't wanna end up in a coffin. Too much stress in this life. These fools ain't living right. Taking advantage, seeking out opportunities. And I'm a target, cause I believe in unity. Helping my fellow man, but if they cannot stand up on their own too, what makes me think they're gonna be true? Most people are in a bad situation, cause they created it. And now the high priest stated it. I'm gonna keep it 100 on the subject. People involved in drama simply cause they love it. Sometimes you gotta grow up and get fed up. And if you don't want better, then you know better. Man, you know better. Simple as the Jackson 5 singing about the alphabet. Don't put yourself in debt. Use the brain God gave you inside your cranium. Don't rely on others and please stop blaming them. Because your friends and fam sick of your stunts. And I'ma tell you right now, you're only gonna
if you fool me once, then it's shame on you. If you fool me twice, then it's shame on me. That's the way it is and how it's gonna be. Message from THP. Don't be playing games
if
with me.
If you fool me once, then it's shame on you. If you fool me twice, then it's shame on me.
That's the way it is and how it's gonna be. Message from THP. And it's truly plain to see.
These messages that I deliver in a rap format, mainly directed to myself right at the doormat. Extra, homie, you need to focus. I be slipping too, man, yeah, I know it's bogus. So why you think this is subliminal dissing? I'm talking to myself in a rhyme, but you can listen. Apply it like a bandage to your own personal wounds. I'm getting personal soon, not in a personal tune. Sometimes I need to break free and you can take me as serious as you like when I'm up on the mic. I'm about to strike, but not strike out. You see, I gotta get it right before somebody turns the lights out. I ain't doing bad, but I could do better. And if you're feeling warm, take off that hot sweater. I keep it classic, even when I'm serious. Serious like Steady B in the penitentiary. Quarter of a century, plus add more. My tenacity not to sail at the store. Learned a lot, seen a lot, still got more to learn. And in the process, trying not to get burned. Chalk it up to the game, I still maintain. Them sorry busters forever do the same thing. And now the whole circle's sick of them stunts. And I'ma tell you right now, you're only gonna
fool me. If you fool me once, then it's shame on you. If you fool me twice, then it's shame on me. That's the way it is and how it's gonna be. Message from TDHP. Don't be playing games with me.
If you fool me once, then it's shame on you. If you fool me twice, then it's shame on me.
That's the way it is and how it's gonna be. Message from TDHP. And it's truly plain to see.
Cyber world. Once again, we welcome you to another fact and fun-filled edition of one of the most authentic internet radio shows that is on the World Wide Web, the internet, that place that just unifies all of us people trying to do entertainment and find out things. It is, it is TDR Radio with your host, 30-year underground veteran, Thief the High Priest. And that's me. And what's good? Happy Sunday. How you doing? Isn't it nice how after you've had your Sunday, you've done it, you know, you've enjoyed your time off, you've spent time with friends, maybe a little shopping, maybe a little barbecue, whatever you've done, you know, you can always kick back. 10 o'clock rolls around. I wonder what Thief's going to be doing. I wonder what Thief's going to be saying. I wonder what's on his mind. I wonder what kind of great underground guest or producer is going to be on his show. Well, you don't have to guess any longer because it's that time, boys and girls. It's 10 p.m. CST. We are here. I am ready. Why am I talking like this? Because I'm animated and I'm hyped because I've been doing internet radio for almost 5 years. Over 4,000 listens. I want to thank each and every one of you. And before I get a little too carried away, top of the hour, top of the show. You already know. Yours truly, brand new, Faith the High Priest. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, homie. You know what I'm saying? Brand new. Hot off the boom, man. That just did it yesterday. You know what I'm saying? One of my good friends, producer Q the B-Boy from Milwaukee, fellow Milwaukee artist, shout out to Q the B-Boy. He left a comment on the song. He was like, man, you be working. What do you do, like a song or two a week? Precisely. That's how I do it. And we're getting ready to closing on up. Not closing on up forever, but, you know, I've been talking about this for a while. 5 SoundCloud pages. 4 of them are completely filled. When I fill up this 5th one, it's going to be 15 hours of music. I have 5 minutes left, and I'm going to be using that 5 minutes actually with some music from our producer friend who's joining us this evening, calling in from Oregon, Variant, another great, talented producer. We did a track together, and we're going to just go out with a bang on SoundCloud, with another track from Variant, man. We're going to get it in and going to go through his catalog a little bit and try to find something funky because I just, you know, F-U-N-K all day. That's how we do it, man. So he's joined us. He's on the line, patient, and he's going to be with us very shortly. Hey, you know what, man? Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm a jokester. I'm a youngster. We have to get real serious for just a moment here, man. It's just been, just hit the airwaves, just hit the internet. Bobby Christina Brown officially has passed away this evening, 22 years of age. You know, wow, man, what a very tragic ending for a beautiful young lady. I know her mother will be glad to see her. Rest in peace. You know, I mean, it's just bizarre. You know, I'm sure you all know the story. Back in January, she was found face down floating in a tub. They say she was probably immersed in water for 2 to 5 minutes. They had kept her on life support for a very long time, and we were, you know, lighting candles, holding vigils, and saying prayers, but it just got to the point where there was nothing else they were going to be able to do for her. So the family took her off all that maybe a month ago, and she was in hospice, and, yeah, it's official. She did pass away today. So our condolences to the Brown and Houston families, and, you know, just, again, very, very tragic ending, and I'm sorry to have to bring that news to you tonight, but, you know, it is what it is. As always, rest in peace, but the show must go on. Hey, you know what? From going to that to something here, we veer off left course here again with some other different news. That's something that I just discovered. You know, I got to jump. I got to jump the track, man. AC/DC Back in Black, 35 years old yesterday, July 25th, 1980, released. It was the biggest selling album by Australia's most exalted rock and roll gods. Arrived less than 6 months after singer Bon Scott had been found dead after a night of heavy drinking. You know, whether listeners picked up on the album, that they were bowled over by the righteous riffs that fuel the album's 2 top 40 singles, the title track and You Shook Me All Night Long. Back in Black left a giant red smack mark on the backside of popular culture. It reached number 4 in the Billboard 200 and has gone on to sell more than 50 million copies, according to the RIAA. The Record Industry Association of America. It's the 6th highest selling album of all time, with the possible exception of Led Zeppelin 4. It's the most rocking entry in the top 10. It's also the only one that metalheads, punks, stoners, skaters, sample heavy hip hop DJs, and just about everyone else can agree on. 35 years? My God, does that make me just feel ancient, man. You know, I must have got into that a few years after it came out. I didn't realize I was 35 years old. And yeah, you know, you just can't. The staying power of classic rock and roll, Back in Black, you know, a sample by BDP, Dope Beat back in the day, man, I mean, probably countless others, man. So, hey, you know what? You know, classic rock and roll music, man. I love it. I love classic hip-hop. I love classic funk. There's only 2 kinds of music, good and bad. And I'm going to try to keep making that good stuff for you along with our featured guest, Variant. He's on tonight. He's been very patient. Let's see what's on his mind tonight. Variant, what's the business, homie?
Hey, what it is? What it is? How you doing, TDHP?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Good to make your acquaintance, sir, finally and officially, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to talk to you, man. It's good to hear your voice. Definitely. I mean, you know, not when you're not rapping. But it's good to hear it then,
right,
too.
I appreciate that. You know, I mean, just so the listeners know, this is that we have worked together, we have done music together, we chat online, you know, here and there. Mm-hmm. We get some good chop sessions. This is the first official time that we've actually spoken, you know, person to person, man. So, right. How you doing? How you doing tonight, though, man? You good?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing? I'm jazzed up.
I'm straight, man. You know, I'm finer than frog's hair. I'm sitting here sipping a peach strawberry watermelon smoothie. It's just so damn fruity and delicious and ice cold.
Divine.
Man, you know what I'm saying? If it was back in the day, I'd have some Absolute in there, and then we'd just be, you know, the show would be all over the map. You know what I'm saying? So, whoa. Hey, for my friends out there in internet radio land that may be unfamiliar with you and what you're doing, please officially introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the production stylings of Variant.
Well, you know, man, I wasn't even into hip hop until like 2008. So, I mean, I'm still pretty fresh into the game, but as soon as I really, you know, heard that old school shit, it just kind of like resonated in me. I didn't really know how to differentiate between that point. I mean, until that point, between, you know, rap music and hip hop, you know, shit that really has the funk, the soul. And, I don't know. I try to keep going back in time, and I keep finding myself further and further back, you know, and I like to stay in the 60s era, but I find myself going further back than that. There's a lot of pianists from the 20s and the 30s that I'm still into that, man, it's just divine melodies in there. You gotta get the cuts. You gotta go back. You gotta search through the dusty shit, you know. That's where it's at.
I really must, you know, man, I have to give you kudos, props, you know, the credit where it's due, as our good friends Gangstar would say. You know, man, very respectfully, you sound like a very young adult, and for someone to be as up on the culture and just the, you know, the digging and the overall sound as you are, you know, it shows that you're passionate about your craft and you're very serious mm-hmm. about it. As the listeners are going to find out in a little bit when we play some of your tracks, you know, man, I mean, I pull no punches. I got no reason to blow smoke at anybody. And although this isn't some giant career escalating opportunity, you know, I try to reach out to only, you know, man, very, you know, level-headed and talented people I try to have on the show. Someone I can have a decent conversation with, but I also believe fully in what they're doing, man. You know, the quality of your production speaks for itself. Definitely one of my favorites as far as, you know, just not only underground, you know, producers. I don't want to just pigeonhole you because I know you from being online. And, you know, we haven't made a big, you know, we haven't done anything real big with big name artists or anything like that. I know you've got a couple of projects that you've done that.
So we're always
you
in
know,
the kitchen, though, cooking shit up.
What's that now?
We're always in the kitchen, though. We just got to fit the puzzle pieces together.
Definitely. It's all good. But, you know, again, that's, you know, that's really, you know, that's neither here nor there with me. I'm just giving you, you know, the credit of being, you know, man, just as far as production, you know, great style, real dusty samples, real older, real soulful. And as I was telling you yesterday when we were chatting, man, just the drums and just always, man, just killing them with the drums. And I know you were saying, excuse me for not really knowing this. Are you like a former jazz musician, or are you a jazz musician?
Right.
I thought you were saying something about that, and that's where you got your musicality.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, actually.
Please do.
In high school, my parents, you know, they're like, you got to play an instrument, you know. For every kid that they, you know, they had, they go, you got to choose an instrument, you know, when they get old enough. And so I chose the drums, and, you know, I first wasn't really that into it, but as I went on, I got better, and my teacher told me that he was the best, you know, that I was the best student that he'd ever had. And when the next guy over was a guy who can play harmonica, sing, and the guitar and the drums all at the same time, I felt pretty good about myself. And I think that appreciation kind of grew and developed into the way I use my drums now and the way I solidify them with the power that they have and the articulations in the programming. I'm sure you can hear. There's a lot of traditional jazz style that I bring forth from that, and funk, too. Funk drumming is one of my favorite styles to do, just classic boom bap, just, you know.
Just very, heavy kind very of authentic. Just very authentic and very the continuity sonically is just, you know, unrivaled compared to a lot of, you know, things that I've heard, man. So great work. Hey, you know, As we're talking about it, it's time to go into a song. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to TDR Radio. My guest, friend, and partner in Rhyme Crime, Variant, is on the phone calling in from Oregon today. This is a track we did. I entitled it, yes, sir. This is a track we did. I entitled it Price Tag Free. TDHP, Variant, doing it to death. Do me a favor. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Hip-hop on my own terms, about time you learn. I'm not here to earn, I'm just here to burn. So fuel the fire, just call me sire. I'll never retire until the day I expire. You can't pay me enough to do this rap stuff. Don't care if you got a cash bill, Mack truck, toy MC's, Matchbox mentality. I'm price tag free, don't rap for a salary.
It's plain to see that I'm price tag free. And you can never fade, this a real OG.
Anything for a dollar, rather pop my collar. Pole pimpin' nerd day, girl still holla. I kinda laugh cause you think you're really doing it. Ice-T said Soulja Boy single-handedly ruined it. But I don't know, I think he has some company. As I look at rap, yeah, the answer's right in front of me. Started from the bottom, but the bottom was the bottom line. TDHP, call me by the rhyme. Price tag free means I got peace of mind. To spit real rhymes, plus keep it genuine. Other rappers imitation like Lewis Kemp. Chopped and formulated, not the norm, man, I hate it. I will be elated if you sink to the bottom of the sea. By the way, I'm still saying rest in peace, Paul C. Variant, bless me with the track so I carry it. Any beef, man, you need to bury it.
It's plain to see that I'm price tag free. And you can never fade, this a real OG. It's plain to see that I'm price tag free. The realest in the game since 1983.
TDHP, price tag free, man. You know what I'm saying? You cannot pay me to do that garbage, man. Nah. Don't throw a Skittles grenade at me, please. You won't catch me in them vibrant colors. I won't be wearing a skirt. And no matter what, man, I'm going to be doing underground until they put me underground. You know what I'm saying? Variant, we out of here, man. One.
TDR Radio, the sounds of Thief the High Priest, produced by Variant. It's plain to see that I'm price tag free. Can you dig it? I knew you could. Right about now, I want to give a shout out to the internet family, the Facebook fam. What's good with it? Man, you know, check out the Thief the High Priest music page. Kind of an odd situation. That was a personal page. They forced me to turn it into a second music page, so 5,000 friends got turned into 5,000 likes. Some of those people actually didn't like my music, so I lost about 150 of those people, but it's all good. But now I'm David Priest Bennett, 1T, at my personal page, like the music page, SoundCloud, Thief Dog at Twitter, number one music, getting it in. You know what I'm saying? Again, calling in from Oregon, Variant. Man, that was such a pleasure doing that track with you, man. You did your thing on there, homie.
Oh, yeah, man, you straight ripped it up. It was a pleasure having you on it.
You know, I wanted to ask you, man, I mean, in the drumming, is there a little bit of Impeach the President in there? Am I just hearing that?
I believe you know, I heard in that. The hats and the snare, I'm pretty sure.
You know what, man, you know your chops, homie. So, like I said, when I originally heard that, it kind of reminded me. There's a tune by the Gap Band called Shake, and it kind of reminded me of that, man. So just had to, it was one of the funkiest things that I had heard by you, man. So enjoy doing that. And looking forward to, again, going through the rest of your catalog. And you know, like I said, man, it's going to be, you know, I'm pretty much going into like a semi-retirement after this last song, man. So this is good timing. You know, we're going to do, you know, I'm going to have five SoundCloud page is filled up. I can put some stuff on some other networks, but I'm not going to be doing music as regularly. So this will be it, man. This, like I said, this will be a good last partnership. And, you
know. Home stretch. so to speak.
You know what I'm saying? Well, as we wind the bend with the 15 hours of music, man, you know what I'm saying? It's been hell. It's been hell. Been a lot of fun. And thanks to good folks like yourself, man, it's been a possibility. So fantastic. And, man, what else do you want to talk about tonight, man? Is there anything that you really – what's on your mind, man? What do you feel like talking about as far as subject matter?
I mean, you know – I don't know what's going on out there.
it's good. You know, I usually just run my mouth and throw questions at people. I mean that you know, that works too, man. So well, let me ask you then. Who are some producers that have influenced you, man? And I know you definitely have your own sound, who are some producers that influenced you to really, you know, man, to get dusty, man?
Where to start? Let's see. I mean, You always got the classics, right? You got your DJ Premier, you got your Pete Rock, but I've always been really into really really cold, like chilling to the core type East Coast sounds, like Nick Wiz, Godfather Don, Buck Wild, to name a few of them. I mean, that's some of that shit that I just really like. Makes me grit my teeth. It's so dope. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I love any shit that uses a sleigh bell as a hi hat. That's just, for some reason, that just catches me right away. I'm like, damn, that's hard.
That's cool. That's awesome, man. Like I said, it's a nice list of producers that have helped influence your sound, obviously. And let's talk a little bit about tell my listeners a little bit about the project that you had put out recently that you had some, you know, again, just respectfully, sound like you had a little bit of moderate success with this thing as far as sales, man. What was that? And where can they find it if it's still available?
I just put out a new album with my two homies that do the rapping. That's Dopey Ziegler and Joey Z. We put out an album called The Three Clarities. It's just a little six-track EP. You can buy a whole thing for $3 or just stream it, you know, whatever have you. But, we chopped it up together before. I did an album together with Dopey Ziegler where, you know, just me plus him was, you know, the title of the album. And then I did one with Joey Z, and on each of those albums, they both featured each other. So we just figured we may as well, you know, switch it up and just do all three of us and kind of do a trio type thing called The Three Clarities, put it out there, and seemed to get a pretty good response. Not a, you know, huge overwhelming wave of people responding to it, but it's all been fairly positive. So I'm feeling pretty good about it. You can find my band.
That's good.
So.
Hey, you know what? Really, I want to congratulate you on that, man. Again, even, you know, the modest numbers that you had told me, man, that's something to be proud of, because in this day and age, really, to get people to buy music at all is a hell of an accomplishment, man. You know, people have really just been, they've been, I don't even know what the correct word is, you know, just kind of trained, just kind of, you know, the music has lost a financial value. You know, it's just kind of unfortunate. As always, I always say the internet has been a blessing and a curse. It's great for promotion. It's great for uniting people. It's great for networking. But the plethora of music that has been thrown at people on a free basis, and I guess I'm guilty of this because I give all of my music away for free. But that's the reason why I kind of went that way is just I was not having a great deal of success monetarily selling my music. So instead of getting mad and bitter about it, I said, well, you know what? You know, I can sit on hundreds of songs till I die and have people not hear them. But you know what? I'm going to do the reverse and actually put it out there. And I'm going to extract the monetary expectation out of it. And for me, you know, it's been working good. But I definitely encourage people to try to, you know, by all means necessary, if you can profit off this, that's fantastic. And what you had shared with me, man, you know, again, congratulations. And I wish you a lot of luck on any future projects and any future endeavors, man. And I hope you get some more sales out there.
Yeah, much respect. You know, it's all about the creative accomplishment. But, you know, we always hope for more.
Definitely, man. So who are some, as far as like MCs, you know, past, present, today, who are some MCs that you like to listen to, man? Who are some groups that, you know, that you think are putting down some real hip-hop, again, past or present?
You know, I've always been real keen on KRS-One. I mean, that's... I've never really before kind of had, like, an idol in my life, but, you know, when I listen to that guy speak, I've never really disagreed with him on much. I mean, and, you know, you can't go wrong with Grand Puba, man. Yeah, Grand Puba just has such a smooth flow, you know. That butter silk, like, yeah, I don't know how he does it. Like, I'm always intrigued by his voice. Like, where's this guy get off being that smooth?
Classic, man. You know, OG Brand Nubian member, man. And
oh yeah,
he got a track. Excuse me if you already know about this. He's got a song on the brand new Heavy's Heavy Rhyme Experience called "Who Makes the Loon." Are you familiar with this at all?
I don't think I heard that one.
Man, you'll like that, man. Check it out. Who got the loot, or who? Man, I think it's Who Got the Loot, man. Real nice, man. Did some stuff with the brand new Heavies. You'll like that, man. So make sure to check it out. As we wind down here tonight, again, I want to thank you very much for joining me. Again, looking forward to getting this final track of mine together to throw on the Thief DZ SoundCloud. And do you have any parting words for the listeners tonight on the way out of here?
Thank you for your time. If you're listening, thank you for checking me out and fucking, fucking with my boy here, TDHP. Respect to everybody out there.
Fantastic, man. Very talented young man with a great mindset, great attitude. That's what we love to see. You have been tuned in to TDR Radio, Variant, Thief to High Priest. This is an instrumental track by Variant that he put together and produced. It's called Gone Again. Of course, as always, in parting, I want to let you know that next week I'm going to have Loke, Jesse Loke the Smoke is going to be on. Going to check that out. And again, in parting, we wish you good night, God bless, and whatever you do, don't stop the music.